Hello everyone, welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu, episode 33. My name is On, next to me is my co-host James.
Hey everybody, back at it again with more seasonal reviews. We're basically at the end of the finish line now, aren't we?
Yep.
For most of these shows.
Yep, we are wrapping up the summer 2021 anime list here. What are your overall thoughts about this season, James?
I made like a koala and dropped. Aren't they called the drop bears, right? They dropped a lot of shows, dude. A lot of this felt absolutely not mandatory at all. Slime was mandatory for sure. A lot of this is in marathon territory. It's not something I want to wait weekly for. I just want to watch it all at once and be instantly gratified. Like Jackie Sam, I could stomach to watch that weekly because it's just stupid little demon doing fun things.
Yeah, but that's gonna have a lot of episodes. Like, it's not even close to being complete within the season.
20 eps.
Yeah. For me, I didn't really pick up or drop off a lot in the animes. Like, I dropped off what I knew I wasn't gonna like, so I was pretty much correct about what I liked to watch and what I didn't. A lot of animes that were pretty much out there that in terms of like how crazy they got at the end. I guess let's just start at the top of the list and then we'll just go down. We'll talk about what we watched and what we didn't watch. So, of course, you already said Slime, of course.
Slime anime was amazing. You have to watch it. So worth it.
Yeah, that's
mandatory. That's the one true anime I feel is mandatory. It's like if you were to watch My Hero Academia, which is another mandatory watch for all anime watchers in the universe.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're Demon mandatory, Slayer. Mandatory, but I mean, if you want to be in the conversation, because like when people
bring you gotta be relevant, brother.
Yeah, I mean, like Slime. I understand Slime is pretty relevant, but I feel like Academia, I think, is even more relevant because it's
that's the Naruto now.
Yeah, that's like the new Naruto.
Even though they have Boruto, get the fuck out of here, Boruto. Nobody wants a Gohan. They want Goku, my dude. I'm sure Naruto is in. I literally haven't seen an episode of Boruto, so I can't talk smack.
I've seen a couple episodes, but nothing really stood out to me. I know the animation has gotten really high up since Boruto.
Yeah, for sure. I want to watch it just because seeing Naruto as Hokage and such.
Yeah. So regarding Slime, the only thing I want to say about it is that I just hated that they didn't really meet the hype of the ending. Like,
I felt it was fine, but I know what you mean. It didn't have that big boom like Tsukigamichi Biku had, right?
Yeah, like they built up the big Walpurgis or whatever they called it for 10 episodes, and then felt like they just it felt like a cop out at the end because it wasn't even it wasn't even a real fight at the end. I'm just calling it right now.
It really wasn't.
Like, yeah, I'm just calling it right. Like, there's gonna be spoilers, right? There's gonna be spoilers. For this episode.
And for everything. Dude, I have no hesitation in spoiling a lot of stuff unless it's, you know, my favorite shows.
Like, there's some parts in shows where I'll let you know, like, hey, we shouldn't spoil this and we'll agree on it or not, you know. But in regards to Slime, like, the ending is, it didn't meet the hype of the buildup is what I'll have to say about that.
Wasn't Rimuru supposed to resurrect a whole bunch of people after he took it out of Clayman?
I think that's going to be in the movie or something like that.
Well, the whole thing is we thought this Clayman fight was going to be crazy hard for Rimuru, but it really wasn't. He just smacked him around like a little kid. Not something I was really expecting at all, did you?
Yeah, I was hoping for something more crazy, but it just...
Dude was a noodle. he fucking got beat up, not by Rimuru even, by his ogre,
Shion. And the cop-out of, what's her name? What's the dragon girl? The one that pretended to be hypnotized?
Yeah, I know, pink hair girl. I can't for the life of me remember her name right now at this very second, but I know who you're talking about. She has the striped... thigh socks or whatever.
Yeah,
the oldest dragon.
Milim,
that's right.
Yeah,
Milim.
Yeah, I don't know, that felt like a cop out too.
No, you think this little necklace can, you know, take care control of me for the rest of my life? Nah, dude, I was playing. This weak shit doesn't do anything against me.
Gotcha. She did like the gotcha.
It was annoying too. What? Yeah, it was annoying that whenever Rimuru would interrupt his little analyzing Chan girl computer lady.
Oh, yeah.
That she never went back to it or anything like that. I guess because he's the user, he just pressed close on the instruction. He skipped the tutorial.
No. Because she's like sentient. She's like,
okay.
She's sentient, yeah. Because he kind of interrupted her. She's like, okay, yeah, whatever, fine, whatever. It's basically like her version of like, what is it, petty revenge or something?
Yeah, malicious compliance.
Yeah, malicious compliance. There we go. That's a good one.
She's uploading the her post to subreddit, malicious compliance, under a pseudonym. AI 45.
I tried to tell my master that his friend wasn't under control, but he told me to shut up. And,
and so you just wasted like an entire week's worth of energy. And, you know, turns out she was just playing all wrong. All it took was Veldora coming around doing Hadoukens and shit.
I mean, that part
playing with her.
Okay, honestly.
That was amazing. I didn't expect that at all.
The ending was just a huge meme bomb. It was just memes.
It really was.
Yeah, like they just threw a bunch of memes at you. Sure, it was funny, but I just wanted like I was expecting like a hype fight or something like that. But it just
he just used Beelzebub over and over again.
Yeah, it was just like a putter, right? It just fizzled out.
It's like, okay,
yeah,
chomp chomp. Well, he wasn't even a high end demon, right? He has a boss telling him, giving his marching orders, which is the other, I guess, isekai'd human.
I mean, he wasn't even a legit demon lord.
No, not yeah. even. He, all of them are under Rimuru for the most part, Rimuru and Milam. Because keep in mind, remember the red dude was talking about how the black-haired guy Diablo joined Rimuru?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's subservient to Rimuru, what does it tell you about the rest of the crew? They're probably just as strong as Claim and weak.
I mean, Claim got his ass beat by, what's her name, Xion?
Yeah, Carrion got his ass beat by Milam.
I mean, but that's Milam. Milam is like hella strong, dude.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, you can't be like, oh, you know, he got his ass beat by one of the strongest person in the world.
I mean, the only thing that I see Red have going for him is that he gives everybody the Sekuhara.
I mean, the red guy.
Sexual harassment.
I mean, the red hair guy is basically like the leader of the group, right?
He's not the leader. He's one of the. I see what you mean.
But I mean, he makes the rules, right? Leader. Yeah, he makes
no,
the rules.
No, they all do it together.
Yeah, like, as a group, they do it together. But, like, when he says something, it's, like, the final say. Like,
kind of like the leader, just socially.
Like, when he told
Rimuru... Unofficial.
When he told Rimuru to make a name for their new group, you know? Because instead of 10, they are now 8 people. No one really objected him. And when he split the table in half, you could visibly see people like already knowing that, you know, what he's gonna do. So they pushed their chair back. Yeah, well, he split the table and then everyone just shoved their chair back like, oh, it's normal.
Okay, so he's like the unofficial elected leader.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, or maybe he's like the original demon lord and that's why everyone...
Not Milam is older.
Is she?
Mm-hmm, she's oldest.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Veldora's brother was next to her, but he died or something.
Ah, okay. Well, I guess he's like the unofficial elected demon lord or whatever.
Because yeah, Milam just likes to play around and shit. She doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
She didn't even want to be in a position of power.
Like, now she has like 2 sub-demon lords under her, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a dom demon lord.
Alright, enough about Slime. We can talk about Slime all day, I swear.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, I guess you're talking a little about Tsukika Michibiku Isekai, which is the one where
guy, so gratifying to watch.
Yeah, guy gets travels with like a dragon and a spider, and they get transformed into like a female, like harem-esque anime or whatever. It's actually really good. It was a really good anime. It was a bit slow to start, but
it definitely was, but it paid off in dividends. Like, every episode was great.
Yeah, the ending was exponentially way better than what they did for Slime.
For sure.
Yeah.
Dude, was that a hydrogen bomb or something? That was that was basic magic for him too. That wasn't even anything.
Well, it wasn't exact. Basic magic. The only reason it was so big is because all of his rings exploded and pushed all the magic he was storing up into that one attack. So
my man rained hell on him. Jesus.
Yeah.
The kid lost a leg. The girl lost all her clothes, as is required by anime.
As is tradition to lose.
As is tradition. There you go. That's what I was thinking about, but I try to salvage it mid-thought.
Yeah, he basically dropped like a water nuke on like the demon, like on the demon army or whatever.
Made them human sickles, dude. The demon sickles too.
Yeah,
all those ice people being born. Oh my goodness,
it was great. It was a great day.
Strong.
Like overall, like I kept up with the anime weekly, two weekly, because even though it's like a basic isekai anime, like he does stuff where it's like, oh, this is interesting. You know, it's a lot of like, it's just a bunch of interesting episodes.
I just want to be a merchant. Why the fuck are you making me a hero or right. a demon lord?
Right. He just wants to be like a basic guy doing basic things. And then,
living life.
And then he gets dragged into like all these like precarious situations about, I don't know, crazy stuff going on within like a town or whatever. And
really the only limit he has right now is that, remember when he was firing the arrows, each time he would fire an arrow he would basically die and his power deconstruct would grow.
Yeah, he would deconstruct himself and then reconstruct himself or something like
unknowingly.
That
unknowingly. And the only reason thing keeping him back is having people build mana limiters for him.
Oh yeah, like he's wearing like 10 rings just to keep himself in check.
Basically gonna
get
to the goddess's level soon enough and smack her down.
You know what I thought was really funny at the end of the anime was that when he was like explaining about how there's like two additional people just like him in the in the world or whatever, like people that's been isekai, and they show this one guy dressed up as a knight and he's like flying around using like boost thrusters or something, like his lance as a boost thruster just flying around. I laughed so hard at that. I don't know why though.
Oh, I didn't even think about it too much because we already have a giant dragon as a girl and a spider people eating girl. I was like, okay,
it's normal.
More crazy stuff.
Didn't really stand out to you, right?
No, not really.
All right, okay, let's go ahead and keep moving on with our next anime here. Kobayashi Maid Dragon. One of the better animes to watch. It's like good animation overall. Are you done with it? Are you finished with it?
No, not at all. I'm like on episode 4 or 5. I'm way behind. It's not mandatory. I didn't feel the need to watch it. Like, you know, you have animes that you're like, oh, fucking, I gotta work it instead of watching anime. What the fuck is this bullshit? I just want to take a pay cut and change my hours to specifically fit around the time that I would watch this and then go back to whatever I was doing.
I mean, I understand that Maid Dragon, it's not like one of those like I need to watch this back to back, because it's always gonna be
them doing their shenanigans and throwing around some power here and there. It's a good show, don't get me wrong. I really like Maid Dragon, but I just don't feel the need to watch it weekly. I'm gonna marathon it.
Yeah, it's a great anime. It is a slice of life. I understand that it's not mandatory, but man, it is a pretty great anime though. It's a good laugh, but
yeah,
not mandatory. Next one on the list, Vanitas no Carte. I already told you I dropped it. You said you're still watching it. How are you liking it so far?
I'm behind. I should have been done because it finished. When was it? Like a week or something ago?
Yeah, a week ago.
Remember.
Yeah, a week. Like
yeah,
July
I was just
3rd.
Waiting for it to to cap off because it's another one of those shows that I don't want to wait every week, because this is the one I'm going to want to watch in one go. And I'm going to do that later tonight.
Yeah,
definitely amazing art. I like the character design, voice acting, fantastic. You know, as always, it's hard for them to fuck up. Bones coming out with another good show.
Of course.
Must watch for me.
Always. Next one on the list, Tante no Mal Shinderu, Detective's Already Dead. Well,
yeah, I already skipped
we
that
dropped
a long
it.
Time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's number 4 on the most liked. I don't know why. Maybe it gets better to the end, but honestly, I got bored after like the 4th episode. Like I tried, like we
saw the Hololive and like, all right, I'm satisfied.
Yeah, we honestly say we tried to watch it. Okay, we didn't like. It's not one of those animes where we watch one episode, we jump. No, we tried to watch it.
Not for our taste.
Yeah, it's not our taste. We didn't like it. Next one is Kanojo Mo Kanojo. I'm not caught up with it. It's finished already. I think I'm on episode 7. I'm still really enjoying the anime. I don't know why I dropped. Maybe like, you know, those animes where you're watching it and you forget to watch it.
That's what happened with Tsukigai Michibiku for me.
Like the only reason you remember to watch it is whenever I told you, like, oh, did you watch that Dragon Spider anime?
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after like 3 weeks of doing that, I remembered to watch it. It became mandatory.
Because it's one of those, like, because, like, the cover feels so, like, basic that you forget, like, oh.
Right, the cover art.
Yeah, like, that you forget to watch it.
Just glance over it.
Yeah.
There's, like, a bar of gold under a rock. You could have retired, like, 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
But you didn't, too lazy to search for the good stuff.
For Kanojo, well, Kanojo, it's not one of those mandatory watches, but it's a,
Comedy Romance and I said, oh god, dude, too much for Comedy Romance for me right now, especially with Kamizama Kazoku and Tatabi Galaxy that we saw. I was like, oh fuck, dude, I have enough of that.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I currently like it. Yeah, I wouldn't
recommend
it.
I'm not
saying
it wouldn't be bad, it's just...
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
I mean, there's better animes I could recommend, but if someone's asked me, like, if someone, like, brought this up to me, like, hey, should I watch this anime? You know, they brought it up. I'm like, yeah, give it a try. I think you might like it. I wouldn't say don't watch it at all, but if they're asking me for a recommendation, this wouldn't be the first one on my list.
All right. How about this? This show or my teen romance comedy, Snafu?
What was that one about? I don't remember.
Remember the one with the dude with the, like, Toradora setup dude with the shifty eyes? Looks like I guess... I don't know what you call a bad dude in
that
school.
One?
And they had the red-haired girl that was kind of dumb, and then you had the smart girl that was like the class president type. It aired a while ago and had a second season.
They're two different animes. Yeah, they're both like romance comedies, but both of them are on different scales. Like, Snafu is more of a serious romance anime, and the other one is just a bunch of...
debauchery?
Just a bunch of, like, harem...
Gags,
yeah. It's, like, filler. It's a filler, yeah. Like, if you're looking for a filler, then give Kanojo Mo Kanojo a try. It's pretty good on my list, I guess.
All right.
Next secret amazing anime here on the list.
Mandatory.
Yeah, Bokutachi no Remake. Mr. I don't know if I want to watch this at all. It doesn't look that good.
I was wrong. Hey, listen. I was wrong.
Yeah, one of the better animes to bless us this season. Only 12 episodes. It feels like it's gonna need a second season, so I'm hoping we're gonna get
it. Absolutely going to have a second season with the ending that it had.
Yeah, did they announce a second season already?
Dude, she did a time skip back, remember?
I know that, but... Did they announce when they were gonna air this? Like, because I don't know, Tsukigami
Michibiku. They might have done it in the show, but I wasn't paying attention. I don't remember.
Yeah, I know they announced the second season for Tsukigami Michibiku, so I wasn't sure.
Thank God.
Remake.
Praise Bell Dandy.
Yeah, so overall, like, Bokutachi no Remake, one of the way better. What kind of genre would you call it? It's not isekai, it's going back, like a going back in time anime remake. Remake.
What's tagged as a drama romance, but he's going back in time and fucking shit up for other people.
I mean, it, drama romance is a pretty good way to describe the anime, though. Like,
the time skipping back is the mechanic that the drama and the romance happens, but...
Yeah, like, the time skip doesn't really play a big part until maybe, I would say... two-thirds or maybe
after the college
I think that's when
the dude quits.
Yeah, that's when it plays a big part. So overall,
then skips to his adulthood and he's fucking successful, has
dude,
his trophy wife.
you know what I would love to see. So I don't know if I want to say this or not because it's a big spoiler. You know, I'm gonna say it now. You know, if you don't want to be spoiled by any of this, maybe skip 5 minutes ahead.
Yeah, be safe.
Okay, so I'm going to start the spoiler now. So you know how he is, when he goes into the future, he's married to the blue-haired girl, right?
Yeah, he married Sonic.
Yeah, so what if he goes back in time, does whatever he does, and he gets shot back into the future again, and now he's married to the blonde-haired girl? So
that's what I'm thinking is going to happen. Then he's going to go back in time again and then end up with Knuckles, who I feel like he's always supposed to be because he originally meets her.
Then he's going to go before back in time again and unlocks a secret ending where he goes with the, he's now with the guy.
Oh, shit, dude. He went with Big the Cat. No, he chose Dr. Robotnik.
I'm just like, there's an ending for everybody.
Secretly, after these 12 episodes, I still think I wanted to see him with Knuckles. No, really? No, Tails. Tails.
Oh, the blonde hair girl?
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoy the blue hair girl. I think she's
She's great, but she's already saw it, so I'm satisfied by how that came out. The only thing that sucks is that she stopped drawing.
Yeah.
But, what can you do about that?
But that's because of, his... The way
he's too fucking good. I can't do anything better, even though he doesn't know how to draw.
Yeah.
He's so much better artist than me. Like, fucking stay in your lane, dude. Do your drawing. Stay in your lane is not always a good thing to say to people, but in this case, she should have just kept on drawing.
I don't know why the fuck stopped. I guess she felt like inferior because
She could have probably just been busy as fuck with having a kid.
Nah, she stopped drawing way before she had the kid, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, that was a spoiler. No more spoiler. All right, now keep moving on here. Our next secret S rare tier anime.
It's not secret. Dude, you saw the lion on the cover seat at the beginning of the season. Like, I'm watching this shit. It looks fucking cool, dude.
Genjutsu.
Even though the lion only came towards the end.
Genjutsu Shugi Yusha no Okoku Saikenji.
It's the realest hero became a...
Realist,
you know,
or we'll just call it Realist Hero. That's basically the short term, Realist Hero.
You gotta remember the English name.
Yeah. I'm sure people just shorten it to Genjutsu Shugi. That's probably what they do.
Our Realist Hero rebuilt the kingdom. That's the name of it in English. Just say
yeah,
that.
But that's still way too long. We just call it Realist Hero.
He keeps it realist.
Yeah, he keeps it real. This is one of like the way better. Like, if people are asking me for like a decent isekai recommendation, This is definitely on the list. This is a great anime overall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's basically like how would I describe this anime? It's basically like Bookworm, except he's an adult and he does adult stuff instead of a kid. You know, like he's basically trying to repair a kingdom, not through war, not through fighting, but through like revolution, like
cultural revolution.
Yeah, cultural, food, music, stuff like that.
And even the whole system of how of roads, infrastructure.
Yeah.
Basically bringing them to the 21st century with as much information that he can give them. Obviously, they don't have silicon processors and stuff like that. They got magic, which is still good. They can do TV shows, which is something that they never had a concept of doing before in that world, I guess.
I'm sure they had that. Process, but not publicly, not through like a public.
And by the way, he is doing warfare. lot of warfare at the end.
He is doing warfare, but that's not because of him. He was forced to go into war. Okay.
No, for sure.
Yeah, like if he had his ways, he'd rather just help his citizens prosper by more food, more culture, more stuff like that. But like, we know that he even tried to truce out the war, Like,
yeah.
He even, like, guys, we don't need to go to war, This is a needless thing. I just need you guys to, help join us to be one country. But that's on another level, though. So I don't want to spoil too much at the end, so, well.
All I know is, remember when they were talking about the king can have multiple wives? He better take the tall lady that was singing the... anthem of that country and make one of them say, oh yeah, that's my pick right there.
Wait, that is your waifu pick? Really?
That's my waifu pick.
Oh damn. I think
kill me just, now. I've sung
maybe it's
my
just
national
me, but...
anthem on your soil. I was like, holy shit, she's cool.
Maybe it's just me, but I always have a thing for either the dark elves or the dragon lady, dude. It's probably gonna be the dragon lady.
I don't know. Recently, it's been like Zarya types from Overwatch. I don't know why.
I mean, dragon lady's technically kind of Zarya type, right?
Dragon lady's fucking cool too, but she didn't sing that dope ass theme.
Because she didn't sing. It's basically like someone like in the United States singing like the What's that anthem with the
UK anthem? I don't know.
Not the UK. What's that? The I think it's like
CCCP.
A defunct country with the little sickle and hammer or whatever.
Russia.
Not Russia. It's close
North
enough
Korea.
To Russia. Something like that. But
North Korea, I think, would be the equivalent to that country because they're basically on warfare. Even though North Korea is like leagues behind the US, but that's a whole different podcast for another set of people.
Can you imagine, like, if we ever, like, followed up on this? Like, this podcast today is going to be all about North Korea.
Oh, my God, dude. We just be spewing stuff about Dennis Rodman and other documentaries we've seen before.
Okay, next anime before we go too far into this weird-ass tangent. Sunny Boy. I haven't caught up more than, like, maybe four episodes. I do want to finish it, though. It seems like a cool anime. But it feels like one of those animes that I don't feel like I need to watch every week. What about you?
You're just sapped out of energy, right? You're just, I have only so much time these days, man.
I don't feel like it's an energy thing. It feels like a time management thing, right?
It is. I haven't had time for Sunny Boy at all in my heart.
But it feels like a good anime. It feels like an anime I should finish.
It definitely feels like when you should finish 12 out of 12 apps, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do a one-off on it at some point.
Yeah. I'll keep watching. I'll see how I like it. Next one on the list, Jiraiya-sama.
Nowhere close to being finished.
Nowhere close to being finished, but it has gotten better than
20 in total, right?
Yeah, I think 20 total.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, like, it first started out? I didn't really like the anime that much because it didn't.
You didn't like it. I did.
Yeah,
it was fucking. It's starting to get rascal.
It's starting to get better now, but it's still not in my roundhouse of like, oh, I'm gonna recommend this to people.
No, that's in my roundhouse. She's like a little demon, Dennis the Menace, or something like that.
I guess. Like, do you remember when? Oh man, what's that anime called? The one with the girl that dresses up as a hamster.
No. Oh, yeah, Umaru-chan.
Remember when Umaru-chan first came out and everyone really liked Umaru-chan?
Yeah, it was the bee's knees.
But afterwards, everyone's like, man, Umaru-chan's like the most annoying person in the world. Like, I wouldn't, like, it's fun to watch, but I would hate to have her as, like,
that's your sister. I've never felt that way about Umaru-chan.
Really?
Ever. Yeah, never.
Like,
how many people did you know that hated it after that?
Because everyone talked about, like, how, like, Umaru-chan is, like, the most annoying character in the world because, like, she doesn't clean after herself. She tried to, like, blackmail her brother into buying a car. like, she always forces him to buy, like, her magazine. Like, she tried to make him work overtime for more money. That's what I'm saying.
She can't make money, can she?
What?
I guess she can work at a convenience store or something.
No, but I'm just saying, like, she's trying to make her brother buy a car so she doesn't have to walk. That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh, she needs to get that skateboard.
Like, I'm just saying, like, she's like that gremlin, or like the episode where she tries to force her brother to buy her a video game, and then he eventually relents and buys her a video game.
I remember that one. A video game's reasonable, but a car is not.
No, like, but like, especially that's still $60, dude. That's still $60. And that's not her money, it's his money.
For sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a fun anime to watch, but you would never want her to be like your sibling, you know? That's what I'm saying.
I'm the youngest, so I wouldn't know how that feels.
Okay, so let's go. All right, what anime were we on? Jiraiya-sama. All right, next one is Seirei Gensoki. Never watched it. You watched it?
Oh, I finished it. Oh, yeah.
What was it about? I forgot.
Remember the one where you watched like a couple episodes because we talked about episode 4 after you watched it.
Oh, right, the one with Rio
the Japanese dude that goes into his mind and they share like a brain space.
That's right. The cover didn't really connect with me because he looks way different from the original show.
Oh, it's because he's wearing like a wig, like a magic wig that changes his hair color.
He aged 10 years because in the original show he was a kid. Yeah, because it didn't click with me what the anime was. Yeah, I dropped it. Did you like, since you, like, I dropped it, like, pretty far into it, but did you, since you finished it?
You want me to spoil it for you?
Yeah, what happens?
So he goes back to the kingdom after, you know, he's fucking strong.
Yeah.
And he steals back the professor because she's going to get married to one of the douche houses that he's enemy of.
Yeah.
And then that's it. He, like, basically beasts everyone in front of them and without killing anybody, just runs away with her. He's like, okay. And then they actually, they're going to have more of this because at the end, they isekai'd more people, and one of them is the girl that he likes.
Ooh, now that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but it was only like a 2-minute clip at most.
Well, wait, since we're talking about like in Tsukika Michibiku, I hope they isekai the girl that he likes as well.
Oh yeah, for sure, right?
Yeah, does maybe. He like? I remember she has a body double too, as well in the actual Isekai world. Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting if that happens. I would love to see that. All right, moving on. Next anime, Otome Game. Neither of us watched it. Yeah, neither of us.
I saw like four episodes. It's more of the same. Not mandatory. It's a good show though. If you like season one, it's more of that as always.
Next anime, Aquatope. Like Shinroi Suna no Aquatope. I love this anime. It's definitely not an anime for everyone though. I dropped it. No, I didn't drop it. I'm still watching it. It's not over.
No, I dropped it.
Oh, you dropped it. It's 24 episodes. Yeah. It's basically the one about a girl trying to save this aquarium from closing down because it's running out of money and it's falling apart and stuff like that. And it follows like the girl, and it follows another girl that used to be an idol, but she left her idol job to help at this aquarium.
Did she ever get into any magic stuff with that shrine god or anything like that?
There's no magic involved, dude. There's no magic in this anime. Like, they have a shrine god, but I think that's just minor. It's like a minor detail thing.
Like, okay, maybe in the last two episodes.
Like, the only thing, like, magical about this is when they stare into their aquarium and then they go into this, like, alternate state where they can see, like, their dead loved ones. You know, when you stare off into something for too long, you kind of like you're in your headspace. That's like the only close thing to being magical about it. I really like this as a slice of life anime, and I 100% totally understand if this is not in everyone's wheelhouse of anime, because it is hard to follow as an anime. But if you do like slice of life, I would definitely recommend Aquatope. It's a great anime. Next anime on the list is Yorimichi Onisan. Have you watched more of it?
No, I never did, even though I meant to. I just remember it hit too close to home.
Like, the cringe is still too hard, right? Like,
it's just too strong. Like, I need to maybe grow more 10 years older and then I can watch it.
I think I watched like a couple more episodes. It's more of the same thing. It's really enjoyable. Oh, yeah. And funny though. Like, it's not like one that you must watch, but if you're really looking for like a great funny anime, I definitely recommend Yorimichi Onisan. Next anime, Peach Boy Riverside. I already know both of those dropped this hard, right?
No, I finished it.
Oh, you finished Peach Boy? Seriously? What do you think about it?
Just watch it in whatever order is unofficial, because the airing out of order killed it for me. Then at the end, it was in order. I guess the director received enough backlash to really put it back in order. This is the only thing I could surmise, because the skipping around shit was awful. I didn't like it.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, right?
No.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about it, I was like, man, this feels like it's so out of order. And then the next week after we talked about it, they came on saying, yeah, we messed up the order of it, or we purposely changed the order. I was like, no, what? Doesn't it was make so sense. Fucking bad.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Would you recommend the anime, though?
In order, yeah. That's a good filler, a good marathon.
Like, it's better than a lot of the other animes on this list?
No. Like, so, what, you would never watch this over Tsukiga Michibiko Isekai, don't you? Never.
So it's like a rainy day anime.
Rain, you gotta dig deep in that pocket, bro, past the pocket lint.
And that's really hard to do as well, because there's so many... Like, so yeah. Many animes coming out each season.
You're probably going to skip it, to be honest with you.
All right, next anime, Shirogami Bouchan to Kuromaid. I haven't caught up with it, but I really do want to, though. What about you?
I dropped it. There was nothing else I wanted to see. Anything ever happened, like he get his powers removed? Or
I haven't caught up with it. Like, after the water episode or whatever, I haven't caught up with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Next anime, Remain. I dropped it on like second episode. You said you liked it.
I'm current. It's worth it. Totally. Good sports anime. I enjoy it.
Like on a rating system, like compared to other sports anime, what would you give it?
I mean, it's not finished, so I don't know if I could rate it properly. As far as I watched it, like a 7.5, 7.8 out of 10.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It's great anime. I love it.
All right, next one. Mikyu Black Company. I dropped it.
Finished yesterday.
Oh, you finished it?
Yeah, dude. His shenanigans are just so good.
Is it worth it to watch it to the end? Because I dropped it because it got to the point where it makes no sense.
Like, he skipped into the future for whatever reason and came back with some people.
Yeah.
And then it just kept pace with what it was originally doing, him getting to the top of the chain. And it's just, it's stupid how confident he is, and it makes it all the more hilarious when he pulls stuff off.
So in your opinion, would it be worth it to watch it to the end?
I mean, for you, because we're different, we have different tastes. For me, it was super worth it. Probably for you, it'd be worth it, but it's not anything you would like focus on. You could have this in the background playing and watch it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I like the first couple episodes, I really enjoyed it. And then after they went to the feature, I was like, what is this anime?
It's for stupid shenanigans. That's what makes it enjoyable. The stupid shenanigans.
Yeah.
Watching Kenji being an asshole while he's pretending to be a good guy.
All right. Next just to anime. Get wood wads. I don't know. I mean, it was weird. All right. Next anime on the list. Heian Sedai.
Heian Sedai?
What?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you skipped Heian Sedai for a moment.
No. Heian Sedai no Idaten Tachi.
I finished it.
I dropped it on the first episode because
I really like it. I really vibed with the art style, the music, ending theme.
Well, it's MAPPA. Of course you're gonna vibe with the art style.
Awful. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Like, since you finished it, what would you think about it?
I rated it like an 8.1 out of 10.
That's really
obviously
high.
They have some fucked up shit in it, but the action is superb. I really like the just like there's this one dude that's the egghead of the group. He's not the best fighter, but somehow he does surgery on the demons and has them join his ranks as like coworkers and stuff like that. It's just, you know, you had to see it to enjoy it. Like, it's nothing lore heavy. It's just it's a good marathon.
Like, compared to all the other animes on this list, would this be like a higher recommendation for you?
A little bit more than Make You Black Company. It's not the same.
That's not saying much.
For me, it is.
A little bit higher than Make You Black Company? That's not saying much.
Let me think about it for a second. It's in the arena with Tsukigamichi Biko Isekai Doshu for me. And a little bit over Genjitsu, the realist.
Really? It's in the same wheelhouse as Tsukigamichi Biko?
For me, yeah.
Really? That's a lot. That's a lot to say then. Because I really liked Tsukigamichi Biko. That was a really good anime this season. Alright. Next anime. Megami Ryo no Ryoboku-kun.
That's the hentai one, remember?
Yeah, we dropped it. I forgot. Look, I don't remember half of these animes because I dropped them. Okay.
After this point, the only thing I watched was The 100 Men no Inochi no Ue.
Oh, the second season. Was it worth it to watch the first season? I never watched it.
Season 2. They just get more allies and they're trying to complete more quests. Oh, I also saw the ATFIBO The Battle, which is pretty decent.
Oh, yeah, you're telling me to watch that. I still haven't watched it. Maybe I should pick it up. Man, there's we have too many animes to watch. That's the problem.
I mean, also because we have the 12 uppers and the 24 uppers that we're reviewing for other episodes.
Yeah, we have a lot of animes. I'm still watching Kageki Shoujo. You haven't watched any, even though I've told you you should at least watch a couple episodes.
Still worth it?
Yeah, it's still worth it to me. I really love the anime.
What about Kaizoku Ojo?
I watched like the one episode and I still haven't caught up with it yet.
8 out of 12 airing.
I heard it had really good animation, so I'll definitely try I'll definitely try to pick up more of it later on. Like, it's production IG, so you already know it's gonna have a good anime or a good animation. For sure. Besides that, I really haven't watched anything else down the list.
Eden's Zero, but that's from continuing from last season. It was a leftover.
Yeah.
Tokyo Revengers fucking finished. Oh my god, that was mandatory for me.
Oh yeah, Tokyo Revengers. I don't want to spoil it, so we'll save it for another time, I guess.
Yeah, Fumetsu also ended getting another season next year, 2022 fall.
Yeah, Irumu, it's also ended.
Dude, what? We need more Irumu-kun. It's not Saturday without Irumu-kun.
Yeah, Irumu-kun is like one of those animes that's you have bullshit, to. You wake up to Saturday morning to watch, Saturday. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's so few anime like that right now. It's just My Hero Academia, but what else are we gonna have? You know, we need something Saturday morning.
Just to fill up for Saturday, right? Yeah.
Dude, I need my cereal and my fucking Iruma-kun. That's what I did this morning. Boku no Hero Remake and the cereal.
Let me go down the list, see what else is. Oh, what about that like random OVA episode of Tonikaku Kawaii? That was out of nowhere.
I don't know. I didn't watch that
The
because I
13th
didn't finish
episode? You
those.
told me you skimmed it.
I did skim it. It's just more of,
Yeah, it's
you know,
more of the
what
same
you.
thing. Yeah, I just thought I really enjoyed it. I really like that anime. I'm glad it got
I watched the OVA for Isekai Cheat Magician.
Why would I even get an OVA? That's random.
Yeah, it's the 13th episode that aired with the rebroadcast of the show. I don't know why it rebroadcasted, but whatever.
Why
I
would they
guess it was that
rebroad? Why would
popular.
they rebroadcast something that just came out in the same season?
Yeah, it's weird.
Let's see. What else? What else? I think that's pretty much it. Of course, Dragon Maid came out with a couple more short episodes. I always enjoy those. I love those. I guess besides that, I don't see anything else that we.
Shaman King's been popping off, dude. This shit's fucking
Well,
awesome.
it is a remake, and the original was always really popular. So
Yeah, it was.
yeah, it makes
I never
sense.
finished the original because I had to choose between Yu-Gi-Oh! And Shaman King.
Of course, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the better one, right? Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I mean, thinking about it now, I'd rather watch Shaman King, but Yu-Gi-Oh! Is just more popular.
Well, the thing is that, like, with Yu-Gi-Oh!, like, everyone's talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! No, not that many people
Oh,
talk
for
about Shaman
sure.
King. Yeah.
You weren't shit if you didn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Or had
Yeah.
Pokemon cards back in those
Exactly.
days. Everybody made fun of you if you had see-through Pokemon cards that were obviously fake.
It's like smaller, it's a little darker than like a regular like
No, like,
Yu-Gi-Oh.
so back then, the Pokemon cards, if they were see-through, like if you put it up to the light and you could see through it, then you knew it was fake. If you couldn't, then that was the legit. Obviously, now there are a lot more sophisticated fakes, but
I don't play enough Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh, like the card versions to know
yeah, I know
that.
what
I
you
mean, I could talk about Magic all day. I enjoy Magic. I'm sure it's like, yeah, it's like the same quality control as like Magic, but Magic right now, like I don't like since we're not really a Magic podcast, but the quality for Magic in the United States have gone way down. Like you have like cards curling, like even if you set them on a desk and don't even touch
Was that
it.
that Monkette release?
What?
The Monkette release, was the cards curly? Or is that even persisted after?
Like even after like
Oh shit.
basically. You take a card out of pack fresh, leave it on a desk for a week, and it'll just start to curl on its own. I'm like, what the hell is
So
this?
you really had to leave them compressed
Yeah,
or like with something on top?
you'd have to weight them down with books and stuff like that to not have to
That
curl.
sucks.
It's gotten a little better than a couple years ago,
Can you
but
put them in sleeves and stack them on top of each other and put a book on top? Would that be okay?
yeah, that's basically what you have to do, but you have to do that with every card, and that's you get.
Oh, individually, you can't put them all in just in one pack and vice grip them or
You can
something?
try. I mean, you can do it, but honestly, like
You might damage it.
people only do it with like the really valuable cards at
Makes
that point.
sense.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I guess we'll just end this episode before.
We're talking about non-anime shit
Yeah.
now.
Before we go on like weird card tangent. Anything final you want to say, James?
At this point, I just want to move on to the next season because Demon Slayer and such coming up.
Yeah, like I can't wait to talk
Oscars,
about the next season. It's gonna be fire. It's
guys.
gonna be bomb, all right? I guess besides that, I guess we'll catch everyone else later. Bye.